Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
Good evening, everybody. You listen to Q&A with Roland D. Live, and I am your host with the most. That's right, Roland D. I want to welcome everyone this evening. And again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Q&A with Roland D. Here, well, you know, we discuss different things like relationships, everyday conversations, and things to make you go, Again, I want to welcome everybody. Come on, sit on down. Go grab you some popcorn. Go grab you a little something to drink. We're going to have a good time for an hour. This evening's show is going to be a real good one. This one's going to be a real interesting one because I'm pretty sure everyone can relate to this. That's right. We're talking about what? Reality TV shows. That's right. Reality TV shows. Where does it end? Where did it start? Every other channel of reality TV show? Are you for real? Come on, not every other channel of reality TV show. Reality television frequently portrays and modifies a highly influenced form of reality at times, utilizing senseless acts to attract audience viewers and sometimes increase advertising revenue for profits. Participants are often placed in an exotic location or abdominal situations or abnormal situations and are often persuaded to act in a specific scripted way by off-screen story editors. Now, you probably think, like, wow, all this goes into reality TV? Yeah, but that's why you entertain. The show that you'll break your neck to get home for. That's right. A lot of this goes into that. And other, you know, segment television producers, you know, with the portrayal of events and speech manipulated and contrived to create an illusion of reality through direction and post-production and editing techniques. So thus far, this way of television programming can look somewhat manipulate the viewers to think it's real TV and get more people to watch. Now, if you're out there, I want to know what your view is on that. Call in 718-664-6543. Again, the number is 718-664-6543. That's right here on Q&A with Roland D. The topic is tonight, reality TV shows. We're going to talk about all your reality TV shows in this hour. I mean, if you got a favorite one, call in. Tell us why you like it. And tell us, I mean, and tell us why we should like it if it's that interesting to you. But again, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we're going to get right back with you. You're going to hear a quick little song. Again, tune in. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Call in 718-664-6543. We'll be right back.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Wow.
As we proceed to give you what you need, as we proceed to give you what you need,
like the morning dew, I took one look at you,
one time,
and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
We the Big Bank Boys on the Boulevard.
putting all the pretty girls in the pretty cars. Thou shalt not with rosé pockets. Fill 100 shots when I pop it. I feel for you. Baccaran on my arm. 20 million Teflon Don. God bless. All the D-boys on the rise. With my baby girl by my side. Baby,
you
baby. You
ain't looking for someone special for us so long. That I can share my dreams. Someone I can call. And every night I'm wishing, hoping that it's only getting closer. Cause I hope I wanna find you all.
Never through the heart, let the blood drip. Somebody call the doctor cause I'm lovesick. Man, I done had it with this love. I'm done, just cause you make me don't mean that you the one. Most dudes only good for they tongue. Fucking with the cream, be it ain't safe. Leave a stinger in your face.
And I'm tired of being by myself.
Q&A with Roland D. So I ask the question, reality TV shows, where does it end? Where did it start? Now, in MTV, we all know back in, 20 years ago, the Real World, we had the Real World that first came out, and it was, that's where the reality show first started. Then from there, it went from Real Housewives of Orange County, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and then the Real Housewives of the ATL. Now, from there, we also had something called Football Wives for one season. After football season, another one, the Kardashians. After that, we got Tiny and T.I. right now. Then we had Tiny and Toya. And then, as far as Basketball Housewives, tell me something. Does that send the wrong message to the community? By every other channel being a reality TV show, what kind of message does that really send?
What do you think you're doing? What?
Well, we're going to go to a commercial break. I think we have a little technical difficulty. We're going to go to a little commercial break right quick. So stay tuned.
Procom Voices is your complete resource for finding professional voiceover talent for all types of projects. Radio and TV, flash, corporate video narrations, and more. Here's what sets Procom apart. We give you fast access to professional voice talent from all across the country. Actors and actresses who are handpicked by Procom and experienced in bringing copy to life. And you direct your voiceover session live, by phone, as it's happening, so you can be sure of the results. Start by searching our online talent demos broken down into convenient categories. Or call our casting experts for helpful advice in finding the perfect voice. Once you've chosen one or more voice talents, simply submit your script and book your talent online. Or just call us, toll free. At session time, you'll be connected to Procom by phone patch. Listening in on your session, you'll have the ability to interact with the voice talent you've cast and direct them yourself. Try multiple styles, hear playback, and request editing from your Procom producer to craft the perfect read. We can even connect directly to your favorite local studio via ISDN. Once you're satisfied with your recording, your files are immediately uploaded to our secure FTP site in the format you request, and you're sent a link by email. Procom Voices. Top quality voiceovers. Simple, fast, and affordable. Contact us today to get started.
This is a Team Customs production.
Put all the petty aside when I ride by. It's as it is in Garrett's Park as we park and know what's off. Saving them seeds from the phony. Covered in baloney from the industry that left them so cold and lonely. You can't mold me, shape me, or break me. Remember, hatred never makes me. I'm cruising over volumes of water. Lifting up from chaos and disorder. Bringing substance back to your sons and daughters. As it is, it's in the hizzy. And if you say you're too busy, oh, that, who's coming with me? I'm sitting pretty, captain of the ship. I hear them yelling out, please, and it sparks the pity. Disconnected, your soul is injected with a virus called being neglected. You're infected, but let me play the doctor for a second, letting you know how it feels to teach these aggressors a lesson. My pen is my weapon, as it is deceptive. I suggest you keep on stepping out the same window you crept in, armed with the torch light, like in the south, sipping iced tea. Feel the cool breeze, how refreshing. It's on, here's the medicine for you and yours, better than anything else. Open up doors to knowledge, let it flow through your veins, bringing growth back to this fluidic plane. Put on the petty aside when I ride by. It's as it is in Garrett's Park, as we park and know what's off. Saving them seeds from the phony, covered in baloney from the industry that left them so cold and lonely. You can't mold me, shape me, or break me. Remember, hatred never makes me. I'm cruising over volumes of water, lifting up from chaos and disorder, bringing substance back to your sons and daughters.
I'm bringing fluidity, the opposite of stupidity. Someone get the AC to handle this humidity. Why is it as it is, and this is just how it is. Rappers for the people reciting on this heavy hit. Rock instrumental, this is not coincidental. Hop up on the airplane and take it continental. The flow on a different par, and I don't need a plastic car to ride around in. To let them know I'm a superstar. Chain and the glamour, the glitz and the demeanor. Tour bus, big yachts, Manhattan banners. I'm just city bound. Underground, huh? And that's the reason we should rise up. Get swag on 100. Time to get your fly up.
We're back here on Q&A with Roland D. That's right. And tonight's topic, we're talking about reality TV shows. That's right. We're talking about the Basketball Housewives, Love and Hip Hop, Bad Girls Club. They even had a show called For the Flavor of Love, Flavor Flav. I mean, Keisha Cole, Frankie and Neffy. Callers, if you're out there, definitely want to call in on these topics. Reality TV shows at 718 718-664-6543. That's right, 718-664-6543. That's right. Carl, are you out there? Okay, maybe not. Now, we hear coming up, just talking about Magic, he said we have another one coming up I didn't mention. Baseball, Housewives. I mean, really, when will this really end? I mean, Carl, if you're out there, definitely give a call in at 718-664-6543. It's really going down tonight with the reality TV shows. What's your favorite? Tell me something. Is it really a form of entertainment to you? Are you really entertained by it? Out of all the reality shows out there now, how many of them are educational? My mom commented, she was like, make sure you tell action viewers tonight, why is there so much profanity and cussing on these reality TV shows? That's a good question. My mom makes sure I ask the people tonight, why is it? If you out there, call in 718-664-6543, right here with Q&A with Roland D. Oh, okay. I'm getting another one here. What's this one? I don't know if we covered this one. The Love and Hip Hop. What is it called? Love and Hip Hop? I hear another one out there. Let's see here. Bad Girls Club. Okay, I'm here. We got a caller. Hello, caller, you out there? Can we still have a little bit of technical difficulties with the call that's trying to come through? All right, and looking at some of these other TV reality shows, which one can you grow from? Out of all the shows out today, which one can you grow from? Which one can you really learn from? Callers, again, if you're not getting through, give a call, 718-664-6543. And tell me something now. Now, we're just getting a little bit of information. Do you think some of these reality TV shows are staged? I mean, really, do you think if there was no cameras involved, do you think these folks will really act like the way they act on television? Okay, Sweet Tea. I hear we got a Sweet Tea on the line. Hello, are you out there? Hello? Okay, maybe Sweet Tea is not on the line with us here. All right. And like I was saying, back to what we were talking about here now. I mean, looking at some of these shows, if they are staged, to what degree are they staged? Are they let the people be themselves at all in any of this stagedness, or is it just all acting? Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll come right back. Again, we still have a little bit of technical difficulties. But stay tuned. We're coming right back here on Q&A with Roland D.
Double XL is the number one selling music magazine worldwide, covering amongst the widespread from breaking news, new music, and all time's biggest artists. If you're not tuned in with Double XL, you should grab your copy immediately at your nearest Walmart or other place of business. Double XL is the most trusted name in the world of hip-hop. Visit XXLMag.com for news updates, hottest new hip-hop bangers, and the most popular blog site in hip-hop society today. Are you interested in becoming a part of XXL? Contact XXLMag at 212-807-7100 or contact XXL through email at XXL@harris-pub.com. Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy XXL Magazine. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Plastic Speedy Records.
Welcome back here at Q&A. We got a caller out there. Hello? Caller? Caller? Can you? Hello?
Be a man. Only strong will survive. This is a man's world. Man's world.
Slim in the sky for the homies that they make it and my folks locked down. I never went nowhere. What they say in loot is back. Blame it on that contour. The hood call it loot a yak. And I'm on this foolish track. So I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down like strippers' booties go. My verses still be serving. Type like a million verses. Last time on a college remix. Now I'm on the original version. Can't never count me out. Y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts. Accountants count me in. Make millions every year, the South champion. Cause all I do
is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my road race. Yellow phone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Tell Kelly, back it up, my niggas call me loco. Down for armed traffic, you know, make me pull that mofo. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, bitch, you better get your mud right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all rapping all black, it's like mud life.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Water getting boiled, soap being sold, Snoopy in the hoopie, system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust till I burst them up, floss them up, toss them up, harder one, cross them up. Pardon me, I'm boss enough, pressure up, bless your brother, don't mess with us. We like the U in the 80s. Back to back, set a track. Hit the lick, get it back. Get the trick, jump the track. Bitch, I want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Yo, we're back in Q&A with Roland D. And I hear we got Slim on the line. Slim, are you there?
Yeah, this is Slim from Compton. How you doing, Mr. Roland D?
I'm doing good, Slim. I'm doing good, man.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it. Yeah, I had trouble hearing you when you were speaking earlier. Just wanted to take a moment to say congratulations for your show. I really enjoy it. I listen every week, every other week that you're on.
Quite thank you.
And I got everybody in Compton listening, so I just want to let you know that you know, we appreciate you. Now, I wanted to comment on your in reference to the reality shows. First of all, I think that these realities, I think that it is acting. You know, it's just TV. Everybody wants to get a check, you know.
Right.
It's entertainment. It's entertainment. I will admit, when Flavor of Love first came out, you know, by me liking Flavor Flav, you know, I looked at Flavor of Love. Then it came with Flavor of Love 2. Then it came with Flavor of Love 3. Then it came with New York. You know, so, you know, I understand what you're saying. I'm thinking that it's just, you know, that's all you see on TV now. I mean, Jersey Shore. I mean, you see all these reality shows, but, hey, I mean, I guess it's enough people looking at them. And the ratings are up high enough because they stay on. So I guess if it wasn't, it would be the other way around.
Right. Well, I mean, I can never forget. Well, I think it was Monday night. I had watched Monday Night Football, and somebody had tweeted something about a T.I. and Tiny show. I said, a T.I. and Tiny? So, you know, I just flip you know, just flip the channel, you know, the commercial break on Monday Night Football, I just happened to flip the channel. I couldn't believe, you know, what a lot of these folks are breaking in to go see. You know, it's like, it's crazy. You have kids that watch some of these shows. You know, you can't, you know, tell a kid they can't watch a reality TV show if it's supposed to be on a quote-unquote a family show. It's listed as a family show, but, you know, the things they do on this show is unreal.
Exactly. Unreal. You know, I even looked at the, because, you know, I like Terrell Owens. You know, I follow him in football. He has a reality show. T.O. has a reality show. And realistically, I'm thinking the reality show during the course of the season is probably what got him banned. Because you see that, well, I don't know, but I'm just kind of looking at it. Look at having Lamar Odom. Now, he was in last year during the playoffs, Lamar Odom.
Right.
He was actually doing this reality show, and I don't know if they thought that was a distraction or what, but, you know,
but
now we don't have Lamar Odom.
But he made six men of the year, though, so, I mean,
exactly.
Did the reality show really, distract him? Because he actually did okay. I mean, I can see if his numbers was down, but his numbers wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad, but it's all about the politics and sports, though. You know, it's, you know, quote unquote, you know, it is politics. The politics are all over, all around. You know, look the way the society is at this time. But back to your question, the reality shows, you know, some of them are terrible. I mean, the one I think you mentioned earlier with, I can't remember that, in South Carolina somewhere, the lady that was on American Idol. The one with her, I think, was it her mom? Her,
right.
Yeah,
right.
That was awful.
Well, what do you think about shows like American, I mean, Idol? I mean, do you classify those as reality TV shows, too? I mean, how do you look at, you know, shows like that? Like,
well,
American
I look at
Idol.
It as a, okay. I look at it as another way where, you know, if you have talent, you can be discovered. I mean, you know, we had Ruben Studdard. He did good.
But
we had a lot of people that didn't. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I haven't heard from him since I think he sung at one of the football anthems or something, an anthem for one of the football games, and that was maybe about 4 years ago. So
I'm just trying to think. I mean, a lot of these shows, I mean, are just kind of fixated to get people. I mean, I think it's just really for the ratings. I mean, that's what it's like boiling down to.
Yeah,
like
I agree
for the ratings. Now you got this show, what's one of the hottest shows on the air now, Basketball Housewives. I mean, what does this really portray? I mean, you know, really. Do I
me
like
personally,
to watch the show?
Yeah, my opinion, and a lot of those shows, you know, you got people they're acting crazy on the show. That's really good for your kids to see. They're cussing and bleeping, and, you know, you got kids of age, and, you know, they know, you know, Mommy, Daddy, why do they keep bleeping it? You know, what's going on? What's that mean? You know. Some of them, they don't bleep.
Yeah, some of them, they don't bleep. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. You turn on every other channel, it's a reality show. And it's like they made the network now where they even have one called Mob Wives, what, the Real Housewives of Orange County, Beverly
Orange
Hills.
County, yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like they're making it where it's okay for everybody to, you know, to enjoy. I mean, it don't matter what race, creed, you're going to put a reality show on where you can tune in to it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm trying to understand where's the I mean, how is this educational? How many educational reality shows do you see nowadays?
Yeah, it's not educational at all. It's not educational at all. It's basically, like you said, it's another way really. But you look at the Kardashians, they already got money, and they got their reality show, and everybody tuning in. So we're making them more money. The rich get rich. That old saying, the rich get richer.
But why do you think they do it, though? I mean, again, they're already rich, and they already know.
They got too much money, don't have nothing to do. So they said, let's do a reality show. Let's let everybody watch how we spend our money or how we, you know, it's, I don't, you know, I'm personally tired of it. I try to, you know, watch sporting events if possible. You know, I'm an NCIS buff. You know, NCIS things like that. CSI in Miami. That's what I like. You know, but because it's really no shows on. You remember back in the day, you know, they had the Cosby Show. They had, you know, they had different shows. You know, nowadays it's just like you said, the reality TV rules. That's what it is. All about music on TV. No good show. And then the good shows that they did have, like, you know, I used to enjoy Martin. You know, now it's reruns. You know, they took him off the air or for some reason, or the Cosby Show. You know, they had all kind of real good shows, you know, that were good for families, you know. Nowadays,
why do you think they took him off the air?
That's a good question. I ask myself that. Why did they take it off? I don't know. I can't tell you, but I would like to know why they took him off, you know, or why they didn't last another season. Or, you know, you got stuff like 8.5 Men now, and or whatever that show is. Some crazy shows. You know, they even got crazy cartoons now. You got to watch your kids, you know.
Right,
something that's not good for them, you know. But, you know, I look at it as maybe we need to just, I mean, it's kind of hard because, you know, you got your kids, they're going to watch TV or, you know, or either they'll be playing the PlayStation all the time. You know, you want them to have an education and, you know, and it's all depends on the upbringing, how the parents bring the kids up. So,
right.
I wouldn't let it.
But again, I mean, with so many different shows you can choose from, I mean, can you tell your kids, don't watch this one, but you can watch this one? Okay,
right.
Don't watch Love and Hip Hop, but, I mean, since Ray J, you can watch this, you know. I just find it kind of interesting nowadays because, again, every other show is a reality show, and it's like anybody can have a reality show. Frankie and Nessie. Okay, I haven't heard of it before. I mean, they stood on probably one season. That was Keisha Cole's, what, sister and mother? So,
yeah. Yeah, I was even thinking about, you know, I was even thinking about trying to have a reality show. Growing up in college.
Well, I mean, right. Well, I mean, hey, I need to have one, too. I mean, I need to have a reality show. It's like anybody has one nowadays, but.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just kind of interesting how the world and the media keeps, you know, pumping us up. That's what gets me more than anything is how, you know, the world keeps pumping it up and the advertising and the funding that they put towards these projects.
Right,
that
exactly.
That only lasts 1 or 2 seasons.
Exactly, and I agree with you 100% on that, Mr. Rowland, because they can use that money for more positive things in the neighborhood, you know, the neighborhoods that aren't as fortunate as the rich neighborhoods. You know, I agree with you 110% on that, sir.
Okay. Well, yeah, Matt. Well, I definitely want to thank you for calling in this evening.
Yes, sir.
I mean, again, we had a little technical difficulties earlier. Probably couldn't get through. But again, I mean, thanks for your input on the topic of the reality TV show, Mr. Slim from Compton.
Yes,
tell my folks out there, I said, hello.
I'm
a native Boston, California boy.
All right, and Mr. Rowland, I just want to tell you one thing. I think earlier when you was having a technical difficulty, I heard somebody like crying. Maybe you should tell your caller. This is a suggestion. I mean, I'm not trying to tell you how to run your show, but maybe you should tell the callers that call in to mute their phones. That way you won't hear all that background, you know.
Right, okay.
You know, when they call in to listen, just tell them to mute their phones. Because I heard somebody crying. And I thought I didn't know what was going on.
That'll work, definitely. I definitely appreciate the feedback, Mr. Slim. Hey, once again, well, thank you for calling in. I heard we got another caller on the line.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, take it easy now. All right.
All righty.
I hear we have another caller on the line out there, Amina.
What's up, D?
Hey, what's going on, Amina? How you doing this evening?
How's it going? How are you doing, first of all?
I'm doing much better now. I'm doing much better now. Yeah, we have a little bad weather out here in the Oak Hill area.
As always, it's always cold out there.
Yeah.
But I was just listening and, you know, based on the reality TV shows and everything that's going on, and it's pretty ridiculous. And, you know, just like the previous gentleman was saying, and on one hand, it's entertainment, but then at the same time, it's not education. And a lot of times, these reality shows can give off the wrong impression, you know, to young girls thinking that it's okay to be this way. For example, you know, all of the reality shows on Real Housewives, and it's gotten out of hand.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's not just those type of reality shows, But what about the reality show Kate and John plus 8? I'm like, come on, you're going to have all these kids and then you're going to exploit the kids, you know, on the TV just to get paid? You know, even the Dugars or whatever their names are, that all begins with a J, and she's still wanting more kids, and she can't seem to get the picture that, I mean, it's really giving off the wrong impression on young kids. You know, this is not the way to be. It's, you know, you don't become Octomom and then, you know, put yourself as well as your kids on television to make money. That's not the way to go. And I think, you know, for a lot of parents, they have to just sit down and really talk to their kids and say, look, this is not real. You know, you see mom and dad going out every day working. That's real. There's a difference between reality and fake, you know. So I think
why do you think they keep, I mean, coming out with more and more? I mean,
because it's money. It's making money, and it's the viewers. Everything is based on how many viewers.
Right.
So you have a lot of teenagers that you know, watches the show, and everything is based on viewers. How many viewers did they get? And the more viewers you have, the more popular it is.
Wow.
The more viewers, that's the real. The more viewers you have, the more popular it is. The less you have, it's not going to stay on the air for that long. It'll be short. Next thing you know, it'll be another reality TV show coming out in its place or something.
Well, I noticed that the Frankie Nephi show, I think even Keisha Cole show, you know, it went for, a few years. But a lot of shows don't last long. But the one that's lasting the longest is the Basketball Housewives on all these shows. It's like how is that?
I know, and these are women that portray themselves as being classy and this and that, but yet they're ghetto as hell. It's like it's like a black woman trapped in a white woman's body. You know, as soon as you piss them off, every other word is BFs and everything else. You're like, wait a minute, what happened to the classiness? You went from being classy to being ghetto fabulous, you know, and talking raunchy and all this other stuff. But as I said, it's up to the parents to sit down and talk to their kids and their teenage kids
right.
and say, come on, you know, this ain't the way to be. If anything, as much time as, you know, as kids and teenagers spend hours and hours in front of the TV, they should spend the same amount of time studying. It's all about the books. Because Real Housewives is not going to teach you, you know, about math and algebra and geometry and calculus and trigonometry. They're not going to teach you that. And you're not going to learn all the things you need to learn watching them.
Right.
You know,
well, that's definitely real right there, and I definitely want to thank you for, you know, for calling
of
in.
Of course,
you know, I mean,
keep up the
time.
Good work.
I mean, oh, thank you much. I mean, and the feedback was great. I hope our callers, I mean, are really getting a mouthful this evening with the reality TV show topic. It's really just something to make you really just think and make you go, you know,
exactly.
With all these reality shows. That's what this show is about here at Q&A. Well, I thought about it last week. I'm like, you know what, this might be a great show. I mean, these reality TV shows. But again, I definitely want to thank you for calling in for Q&A with Roland D.
Of course, of course. I got to come out there, Lord knows.
Definitely.
Okay, but you take care and congratulations on the show. You're doing an awesome job. Keep it up.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Right now,
Bye, Dave.
All right. All right. All right, right now we're going to you know, take a quick little break right quick. And again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You know, it's a Q&A with Roland D. This has been a great show, but again, the show, we're moving right along. Once again, I want to extend a happy holidays to all my folks out there. If you're in the Atlanta area this weekend, you know, come hang out with your boy Roland D and all my Ken folks out here in the ATL from the Get Real crew. We'll be at the Major League Bar and Grill on Saturday, December 17th from 9 a.m. to 2 at 2077 North Lake Parkway. That's in Tucker, Georgia. That's right. We're going to go to a quick little commercial break. When we come back, I got a little surprise for y'all. Then we're going to shut it down for this week. And again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. The Q&A with Roland D. We'll be right back.
Get Hype Magazine. A magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE. 4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
That's right. You back with your boy Roland D. And you know what? I got a little treat for y'all here tonight. You know, a lot of people have been asking me to do some of that Roland D music. So tonight, I'll give you a little song that I wrote. You know, it's a remix to the Drake and DJ Khaled, I'm On One, but the name of my song is talking about how I swole up. All right? Check this out, y'all. I told him once I swole up. I told him once I swole up. I told him once I swole up. And that's not coming. Oh. I'm feeling so swole, I ain't felt this fat since I was 18. Do I apologize for what I say? Everything on social networks is what I truly mean. Like, what's up with your mutual friends? They can all complain with me. And what's up with these young fellas? Why a lot of them out there sporting skinny jeans? Somebody inbox me, Roland D, boy. Do you really think you'll lose weight by next year, boy? I said, yeah, maybe I will or maybe not. I'm continuing to eat everything I got in all the pants and the crock pot, getting my grill on, keep my skills strong. I'm never, ever faking. Come to my house early morning. You might be smelling eggs and bacon. Thought you would get a plate. You sadly must be mistaken. Now I'm cooking in the cabin looking for some cake mix. Watch me bake it. And I don't really give a... as excuses that I'm strong and I'm only getting swollen. Somebody should have told me I swole up. I admit it, I swole up. I said I swole up. I admit it, I swole up. Two big things are Nestle Quick, strawberry, and chocolate. All it depends on how you fixing it and as long as you're making it. And I swole up. I admit it, I swole up. Huh, I have a lot of flour in plastic bags. I'm frying the most chicken and baking the rest. Still call my friends out of town collect just to see how many of them would accept. Met a fat little mama up in Windsor Hills. Told her I was on a diet just to get a thrill. Told her I was really trying to lose some weight. In reality, I just got on the scale. I just gained 8. Still chewing up, eating everything next to me. Have you ever had 100 pieces? You got to count them carefully. Have you ever made love to the woman of your dreams in a room full of ranch and a gang of hot wings? Huh, Roland D would take you there. We can call Colonel Sanders or we can just order there. So, yeah, the feeling of being hungry, it just ain't fair. So I'm going to eat all these quarter pounders so I can fit in my chair. All I care is about my tummy in the city where I'm from. I'm going to cook it, I'm going to fry it, I'm going to make sure it's done. I don't really give a fuck, and my excuse is that I'm strong, and I'm only getting swollen. Somebody should have told me I swollen. I can't believe I swollen. I admit that I swollen. I can't believe that I swollen. Two big things are Nestle Quick, strawberry, and chocolate. All depends on how you fixing it, as long as you are making it, because I swole up. I admit it, I swole up. I go to Sam's Club. I say what's up to everybody, and I've been doing this way back since Lottie Dottie. Lady says, sir, you know, you had enough cookies. I'm wiping my mouth. Lady, what cookies? I'm a big brother. You act like I stole something. I had a few extra samples. I ain't broke the law or nothing. It ain't nothing sweet in my kitchen, so I drove to the store so I can get something nutritious. Oh, I'm about to have a Sam's Club riot. They talking about they about the clothes. Man, I ain't buying it. Buying things in bulk is how I like it. But standing in this line, I'm getting tired of it. Opened up the bag of Cheetos. Was I wrong? Drinking a 2 liter of Sprite. I was thirsty, y'all. Cashier mean mugging. I'm not denying. I'm eating Cheetos. I'm just trying to chew. I'm silent. All I care is about my tummy in the city where I'm from. I'm going to cook it. I'm going to fry it. I'm going to make sure it's done. And I don't really give a fuck in my excuses that I'm strong. And I'm only getting swollen. Somebody should have told me I swollen. Yes, it's rolling D. I said I swollen. I said I'm swollen. Side 2 of 46, I swole. Two big things are Nestle Quick, strawberry, and chocolate. All depends on how you fixing it, as long as you are making it, because I swole. Rolling D, yes, I swole. That's right. It's your boy Rolling D on Q&A with Rolling D. That's my single coming out. I swole up on Get Tricked or Die Fine. That's right. Hope you enjoyed it. And we back. Boy, I've had a great time with you guys this evening. Really going to go over a few other things here. And, you know, of course, the sports news. We're going to run through that real quick. We have, you know, this weekend, the Steelers, who played over the 10-3 Steelers over the Broncos, 3-14. We have Harrison, who was on a one-game suspension for the hit on McCoy. We got the Houston Texans the first time in the playoffs with their 20-19 win over the Bengals. We have the Who Dat Saints, 10-3, 22-17 over the Titans. And we have the Eagles, the 5-8 Eagles, with your boy Michael Vick back at the helm. And in Miami land, Coach Sparano is gone out of Miami as the head coach. Hey, we also have the Patriots, the Ravens, the Niners, which are all 10-3. And, of course, we have the Packers that are 13-0. Wow. Do y'all think they're going to make it and go undefeated? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. And, of course, we have the Dallas Cowboys with the biggest loss. I mean, I can't believe it. 2 weeks in a row, I don't have to call the kicker Ice Bailey. I mean, 2 weeks in a row, then Ice the kicker, and he lost the game. Can't believe it. In other news, of course, we have the NBA starting up real soon on Christmas. What a gift, Christmas. But did you see all the foolishness last week that they had with the NBA going on with the Chris Paul trade and Lamar Odom and my boy Paul Gasol? I mean, Lamar Odom was so sad. But, hey, Lamar Odom, if you're out there, if you listen to your boy Roland D, hey, man, you gave us some great years in Los Angeles, man. I appreciate it. And you're going to do well in Dallas. I don't know why they traded you to the Mavericks, you know, a team that beat us in the playoffs. But, hey, I wish you the best of luck for all my other people out there in Lakerland, hey. You know, we trying to do it this year. We got a new coach. We have a new system. What else is going on in the news today? Let's see what we got here. Well, I guess y'all pretty much heard about the Sandusky trial. He said he was not guilty. But, hey, we'll see how that pans out. Let's see what else we got here. All right. Well, quick, before we have to wrap it up, I just want to, again, you know, before we go into a quick little break, I want to thank everyone who came out tuning in tonight to our show, Reality TV Shows.
I had a good time this evening. I hope you did too. I want to thank to the callers who called in, who was able to get through. I definitely want to thank EOTM Radio for having their boy Roland Dion. Thanks to Anthony Donaldson for all the behind the scene work. You guys, you want to hit me up on Facebook? You can at DeMarco Roland D McKeever. That's right, at DeMarco Roland D McKeever. Holler me on Facebook, or if you on Twitter, you can follow me at Roland D. That's right, R-O-L-L-I-N-D. That's right. You can follow me on Twitter. Again, we'll go to a quick break. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We had a good show. Until next time.
50, Nicole. Just another number one. I'm complex, difficult to understand. I don't know if it's me or just the makeup of a man. I want it in the morning, bright and early, I want it. I rise as the sunrise, baby, now get up on it. Give it to me good, shorty, work it like you should. You follow instructions, then I follow instructions. The ultimate seduction, more kissing and touching. Feel supernatural, first chance I'm at you.
Come here, baby, hey, be my baby. Me like the way that he go down, 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 down. Never gonna let no girl take him from me. Never gonna let no girl steal him from me. Never gonna let a girl get that close now. I tell him, baby, you're too close now. Come here, baby, hey, be my baby.
Run for me, take it. My pleasure's pleasing you. You should feel the same too.
Do we know how to work?